The music industry has seen seismic shifts since the popularity of downloads exploded about a decade ago. Record companies have merged or gone under, and more traditional jobs can be done from anywhere. So where does that leave ambitious young people who want to be musicians, producers, or work behind the scenes in the business? ASU is hoping to have answers to that question with its brand new pop music program, which will be led by longtime musician Erin Barra. She's coming to the Valley from the Berklee College of Music in Boston, and she's with me to talk about her plans at ASU. Erin, the music business is rapidly evolving. How does that play into your mission at ASU and what you'll be trying to teach students?
That's a great question. So I think the thing that is most sort of obvious these days is that people don't have standard jobs in the music industry. There's not a portal to apply for the job of songwriter or producer. You know, these are careers that take a long time to build. And over the course of time that it takes to get there, people do myriad things that, you know, music is the skeleton key to all the different things that they're going to do. And if you look at alumni data from music schools, it's really clear that when people leave school, they end up doing four or five things. You know, they produce, they compose, they teach, they perform, they work at nonprofits. It's kind of a collage of all the different sort of adjacent mediums or places where music might manifest itself. And they get involved in a lot of those areas and then cobble together what is a pretty satisfying life, even despite all obstacles. So, you know, we want to make sure that our students are diversified in their skill set and that we're creating lifelong learners, because that's really what the current industry asks of us, is that we're able to do a lot. And so the program is reflected in that, where we're not asking people to be as specialized as they would if you went to get a specific degree in, say, performance or songwriting, which is what I did. We're asking them to come in and to become really well-versed in the fundamentals of many different areas in the music industry, and then allowing them to decide to what degree they want to specialize, making sure that they're prepared for what's to come.
On your website, you call yourself a creative Swiss Army knife. So clearly you've had this experience that you're bringing to your students. What's the experience been like for you?
So, you know, absolutely. I had one idea in mind, an interesting personal narrative, I guess, is the way that I would put it now, of the way I expected my life to unfold, and then was, you know, brutally forced to face the fact that that's not the way that it was going to happen. So, you know, through that sort of disillusionment, I had to go through a process of letting go of one identity and embracing many others just in order to survive. And there's a lot of hustle involved with that. There's a lot of responsibility that one has to take for oneself when you're in a situation where nobody's gonna reach down and hold your hand. Like, you need to navigate these spaces and these situations on your own. And, you know, I have memories of calling my parents in tears. And then I have other memories of standing on stages and feeling like I've actually accomplished something that's really meaningful to me. You know, and I tell my students this too, like, being in the music industry is just, it's a lifestyle choice, one that is extreme. The highs are high and the lows are low. And it kind of, you know, oscillates in that manner for however long until the frequency sort of evens out. And I don't have as many highs and lows as I used to, but they definitely are still a part of the job. You know, it's not smooth sailing for anybody, I think.
When you work with young people, is that a hard thing to break sometimes, to realize that I'm a good performer, but I'm a great producer or a great writer? Does everyone really want to be the performer first and foremost?
Yes. I was saying about that personal narrative that I had when I graduated from college. I think this is true of all young people, you know, regardless of career trajectory, that there's an idea in your mind about, you know, I'm supposed to, and then you fill in the blank with whatever it is you're supposed to do based upon the degree that you've gotten or the dreams that you have or the expectations that your family has on you. And those personal narratives are really difficult to let go of, you know, and I know this from personal experience. So You know, and I'm one of these people that had to come to that realization that maybe I'm a little bit better behind the scenes than I am in front of people on stage. And it's difficult. I think it's very hard to get through to somebody who's very much attached to their own personal narrative, and young people in particular tend to fall in that category. Sometimes you have to learn these things on your own. You know, I can say it as many times as I want that, you know, this is a tough industry. And when you go out there, expect that there's going to be a lot of time paying your dues and be open to other possibilities. You know, I could repeat that ad nauseum, but will somebody accept that information, digest it, and make choices based upon it? I don't know.
Having been a professor at Berkeley, which is obviously renowned for music, and then coming to an enormous university like ASU, what is the difference going to be like for you going from a place that specialized in music to a place where you can really, I mean, in some ways, it seems like you've got more of a broad canvas there to work with.
You know, I ask myself these questions every day because I'm learning a lot by being at ASU and it being a completely different beast. In some ways, it provides a lot of opportunities for me to think outside of the box or outside of the Berkeley box. You know, in some ways, it's great because there's not this historical precedence of this is how we've done it and this is the way we do it. So in that regard, it's really exciting. But there's a lot of that, you know, it's a lot of work because this all has to be built from the ground up. And we're operating within a structure that we didn't exist in previously. So in some ways, it creates a lot of opportunity, but with great power comes great responsibility as well. I've got my work cut out for me, let's just say that. And navigating an institution that's, you know, 10 times as large as the one I came from is... That's a new and exciting challenge for me. I'll just leave it at that.